The Synod of Bishops for Africa continues its first week of work here in the Vatican, with over 200 church leaders plus religious or lay experts making formal presentations and sharing their experiences of promoting justice, peace and reconciliation across the vast continent. One country where the church leaders have been quite active and successful in supporting moves for greater economic justice for the poor is the southern African nation of Zambia. Father Peter Henrio heads the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection in the Zambian capital, Lusaka.
I think we've been blessed in Zambia with two clear things. One is a unified bishops' conference. You know, our 10 bishops have been clear. They have cooperated together. One bishop doesn't say one thing and another bishop says another thing. They've issued pastoral letters, quite frequently joint pastoral letters, with the Council of Churches of Zambia and the Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia. For instance, prior to an election, they'll say, you know, we must have characters of this sort or so, or in terms of dealing with problems of poverty or so. So there's been a unity. But I think the second thing is they've been very supportive of communicating the church's social teaching on the issues. Now, that's been done in several ways. One is for instance, the church insists that there be good, strong social teaching in the seminaries and in the religious communities or so. Father Joe Komakoma, the general secretary of the Bishops' Conference, and myself, for years have taught at the seminary to communicate the social teaching. But then that creeps over into the sermons, into the courses, into the discussions of the small Christian communities. So you've got a prophetic voice in terms of the bishops being unified and speaking on the issues, and the church being committed to developing this kind of ethic, this kind of framework of the church's social teaching. Now, that's meant speaking out. For instance, on the corruption issues or on the way the country is going, what its priorities are. Our Caritas group, our Justice and Peace group, uses a phrase, when the budget comes along, as it will be coming in just a few weeks in Zambia. The problem in Zambia, the primary problem, is not resources, but priorities. Mm-hmm. It's resource scarce. Yes, it's a poor country. But resources always seem to be found for some things, like maybe some new cars for members of parliament, but not for other things, like some drugs in the hospital. So we need to have the right set of priorities. And the church has been very strong in speaking about that. Secondly, it's done good analysis. It's done good studies. You know, in Zambia, as you say, Zambia is a poor country, has a lot of problems, but it's one of the richest countries in Africa in terms of resources, land and minerals and agriculture and water and tourism and peace. 45 years of no ethnic conflicts, no wars raging within the country or so. We're the envy of our neighbors, but some of the poorest people in the world. You know, when the United Nations Development Program puts out a list, Zambia is, in terms of the development of the peoples, 165 out of 177. Mm-hmm. Now, that kind of a contrast between such a rich country in resources and such a poor country in people, the church has prophetically tried to address and say, no. For instance, when new companies come in, we're rich in minerals, copper mines, for instance, or so, new companies come in, are they really going to be promoting good jobs, respecting the environment, encouraging local entrepreneurs? Or are they just coming in and putting the profits, the benefits back to the countries wherever they came from? That's a big challenge. The church has spoken out on that. There was a pastoral letter just recently on the kind of demands, the kind of exigencies that the people should be paying attention to. So I think we have been blessed with a prophetic church.
Thanks there to Father Peter Henrio, director of the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection in Lusaka, Zambia.